You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, if you're looking for a Browns pregame party, Dog Pound Drive is the official Cleveland Browns pregame party. It's back. It kicks off 3 hours before every home game on the south side of First Energy Stadium. You can enjoy beer, food trucks, and music from DJs and live bands. Catch the next Dog Pound Drive pregame party on Monday, November the 30th, when the Cleveland Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens, presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers for Monday Night Football, featuring DJ Stepfloss and live music from Sunrise Jones. I don't know about Sunrise Jones, but I like their name, and I think that they're going to be good. Old Sunrise Jones.
We'll hear it.
We'll hear it. We'll be right there on Dog Pound Drive. Indeed, well, my dad will be in town, Pedro.
Nice.
My cousin Danny. The kid will be at that game. That'll be the kid's first foray to First Energy Stadium all year. So a lot to get excited about.
The guarantee.
In that one, maybe it will be a guarantee. We will see. So interesting comments from Mike Tomlin, at least I thought they were interesting, saying that on tape you can tell Josh McCown is the starter for this team and that it's his ability on third downs. This is the quote. When you look at the tape, it's obvious Josh is their guy. His third down passing is a big strength. Now, Mike Tomlin also went on to say they're preparing to play Landry Jones, but said the door is slightly ajar for Ben Roethlisberger in case he can return from this midfoot sprain, which is turning out to not be nearly as serious as first diagnosed. It started off at like a month, and now it's already down to a week, and now maybe
sure.
None.
And I really think it's Mike Tomlin and their training staff and how they view the Cleveland Browns. Because just as the Cleveland Browns, we talked about no Le'Veon Bell, potentially no D'Angelo Williams with his now foot sprain or whatever that is, no Ben Roethlisberger. Winnable football game for either Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel. Well, how do the Pittsburgh Steelers look at the Cleveland Browns? Because the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing for a potential playoff spot.
According to Mike Wilbon, they look at the Browns like a bye week.
Really? Well, okay. I guess you made my point for me in some cases, but I meant, do you feel like Landry Jones, after the little snippets that we saw of him thus far this season, along with the weapons that you have and Antonio Brown coming off, a Pittsburgh Steeler record-breaking type of day and the weapons around him and a healthy offensive line, regardless of who the running back is, can you beat the Cleveland Browns without Big Ben? Because I think in their eyes, I don't feel like they need to have him to win this football game, but they'd love to have him for that stretch run to be able to put together a streak of four games or finish the season on a high note and get into the playoffs.
Landry Jones on the season, 28 out of 47, 456 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So he's averaging almost 10 yards an attempt, which is pretty impressive.
What's the percentage completion percentage?
28 out of 47, so that's roughly around 60%.
Okay. Not bad for a guy that hasn't played a whole lot of football.
No, not bad at all for a guy that hasn't played much this season. Joel Bitonio is out. Mike Pettine saying he could miss an extended period of time. That means Cam Irving will make his first start. The Browns' first rounder will start at left guard. Now, that's a position he says he has gotten the least amount of reps at, but very excited for the opportunity to get out there. And I'm excited to see him, too. He was taken 19th overall in this draft. I'm excited to see what he can do for a game, and it will be at left tackle, sandwiched between Alex Mack and Joe Thomas.
Yeah, I agree. And it's something that we've been wanting for a long time. It's unfortunate, to lose a guy like Joel Bitonio, who after a very solid rookie year has been, up and down thus far this season. And I always talk about return on investment. Well, you have a sixth guy along that offensive line like Cam Irving, and you drafted him for a reason, and now it's got to pay off. I don't expect, and I'm not saying the Cleveland Browns have played as an offensive line collectively the top five team that they've been, but I don't want to see a drop-off. If you take a guy 18th overall, you don't expect him to struggle. He will struggle with different stunts and playing that position, because if you read his comments coming out of the locker room as well, it's the position that he's played the least along that offensive line is that left guard position. So I don't expect him to struggle consistently, but I expect him to struggle with aspects of playing left guard. But I just want to see go maul in the run game and don't be a liability when it comes to protecting the passer.
Yes. Let's see it. Let's see him step in and have this be seamless. Maybe even see a better game so far from this offensive line. It would be nice if he came out and showed something for you. When we come back, senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, the Gribbs, Andrew Gribble, in studio here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. That's coming up next.